sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his finger wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder. And he drank his weary human eyes up a mountain, and he climbed so slowly. He climbed so slowly ahead. He heard the crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs and the witch's path of land. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain. The thousand souls were headed for the sky. Oh, the sacred creed. Till tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, your seas and your waves.
Tomorrow, the sacred dream will be yours.
you this song because, for those of you who haven't been able to follow what's going on, this song is about a place where everything was beautiful and green, and there are these people living out in the middle of this land, very innocent people, the lizards. And they lived for thousands of years in peace and tranquility in the middle of this huge green forest with fields and underneath a big mountain, and everything was beautiful and fine until one day a man came to the forest of Gamehenge, and they had never seen outsiders before. They lived alone and they didn't know anything except to live in peace and harmony with the land. So this one day, this guy is traveling through the woods and he comes upon all these people, and his name was Wilson. Well, Wilson, this is the full story that you guys, I don't usually tell the whole story, but this is how it goes. Wilson, this goes way back. Wilson had come from a big megapolis somewhere, and he knew all about greed and hate, and all of these people that lived there, the lizards, they didn't know anything about that. They had no conception of that. All they knew was that I was living in peace and harmony. This guy came, Wilson, he comes and he sees these people, and he lives with them for a while, and he notices that they based their entire life on the writings of this book, the Helping Friendly Book, which was, of course, written thousands of years ago by the great and knowledgeable Iculus. He's their prophet, the god that they praise him. Now, Wilson, because he's been introduced to hate and greed and he comes from a big city and everything, he knows right away that here are these people, it would be so easy, he says, I could just take this book away from them and they'd be completely in my power because they rely so heavily on this book. So he just saw an opportunity to exploit these people. So what he did was he took the book and he set up this castle and he basically enslaved everybody because he had the book, he had the knowledge, and they needed it. So he set up a castle and became their evil tyrant, enslaving all the people of Gamehenge. And for many, many years, they didn't know what to do. Until finally another person from 20th century America, this is Colonel Forbin, came stepping through this corridor and ended up in Gamehenge. And he saw the opportunity to free these people, and all they really needed was the book. And they needed Wilson, you know, they needed to overthrow Wilson, but in order to do that, they needed the book. So at this point, the story that we're telling you, Colonel Forbin has just decided that the only way that he's going to be able to get the book back is to climb up the mountain and go all the way back and talk to Iculus himself. So he's just done that, climbed up the mountain, found Iculus, and Iculus is standing above him, and he's going to ask the famous Mockingbird to fly out of the sky and land on Iculus' shoulder. He's going to whisper into the Mockingbird's ear and tell the Mockingbird to fly and steal the Helping Friendly book. But the important thing, and the whole thing to think about on Earth Day and everything is that you'll notice in the song he said, well, all knowledge seeming innocent and pure becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. What really happens in this story, hopefully not in the story here, is that after they overthrow Wilson, the revolutionaries get the book, but they know now, they've been infected with a germ of hate and greed. Once they have the book, they used to be innocent people of the lizards, but since they've seen Wilson, they know that they too can become powerful. And they just take over and the whole cycle repeats itself. So hopefully that isn't going to keep happening here on this planet. But anyway, here comes the famous Mockingbird.